Big U.S. cities have long been centers of diversity, where many minorities and immigrants make their homes. But new figures from the U.S. Census Bureau show that minority communities are expanding in several parts of the nation, and in some cases surpassing the size of white communities. Officials say 1 in 10 counties now are home to more minority residents than whites. For decades, South Florida has been home to many Hispanic immigrants who are now moving to areas with smaller minority populations, says Emily Eisenhower of Florida International University.
Immigrant and Hispanic families have tended to be moving outwards from Miami up north towards Florida into smaller communities. And that's a trend that I wouldn't be surprised to see in the rest of the country, too.
Fellow researcher Alejandro Angi adds that many minorities move out of big cities in search of the same comforts as other Americans.
Whether you're African American, whether you're from Asia, whether you're from Latin America, after you've established yourself in the States for a while, then you begin to think and act in many ways as a typical American family, and you're looking for these things. You know, you're looking maybe for a bigger house or a place where you don't have to drive an hour to work.
Experts say expanding minority numbers are partly a result of higher birth rates among minorities and the flow of new immigrants. Maria Rodriguez of the Florida Immigrant Coalition says the changing balance between minority and majority white populations is likely to have a political impact.
One of the most important factors when talking about immigrants and political power is that immigrants now have more power across the country. It is not limited to areas traditionally considered immigrant.
Immigration has been a hot political topic this year as President Bush pressed Congress to approve sweeping changes to immigration rules and border security. The proposals failed to win approval, partly over concerns about illegal immigration. As the debate continues about needed reforms, Angi says the latest census data may polarize the issue.
Activists and people of the community who would like to see their communities integrated and diverse might want to push a little more, and on the other hand, we might have a push of people saying we don't want this in our communities.
Still, researcher Eisenhower expresses hope that the spread of minority populations in the country will foster increased efforts at integration among different groups.
Discrimination still exists, but most people that I've met that have talked to about those situations seem to be pretty tolerant. And be able to laugh at some of the things that happen. So I'm pretty optimistic as far as the small communities go.
Last year, the census reported the U.S. minority population had grown to more than 100 million people. Officials predict minority residents will account for half of the nation's population by 2050. Brian Wagner, VOA News.